Opponents of Senate Bill 88, such as Tom Fitzgerald, director of the Kentucky Resources Council, say passage of the bill would put rural Kentuckians at a disadvantage.
It's a question of whether the incumbent utilities will retain an obligation as so-called carriers of last resort to provide the basic standalone service.
That's despite new provisions the bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Paul Hornback, says would carve out areas with fewer than 5,000 landlines where major phone carriers would not be able to disconnect basic service unless another provider offered a similar service. Patrick Turner, an attorney for AT&T, says asking phone companies to accommodate outdated regulations will only slow investment in new technology.
They still have provisions that are rotary dial provisions in a smartphone world. And what's happening is those provisions are deflecting investment and jobs and consumer choices into neighboring states who have already modernized their law.
Opponents argue there's nothing preventing AT&T from making those investments now. But Barker contends current law amounts to a de facto regulation. He says companies must either
subject all this new growth industry that are bringing choice and bringing what customers want today and subject it to rotary dial regulation that suffocated the life out of every service that's touched, or maintain two networks.
SB 88 passed the state Senate last week. Now the battle over deregulation moves to the House, where it is expected to face stronger opposition. Josh James, WUKY News.